We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
God's promise of eternal life is so sure that it is already completed. We are already in heaven with Him. That's how trustworthy our God is. And so salvation is not a hope-so. Salvation is not a maybe. Salvation is a no-so. Salvation is a strong consolation. And see that God is good. And we can say this for every attribute of God. Oh, taste and see that God is love. Oh, taste and see that God is a giving God. Oh, taste and see that God is faithful. Oh, taste and see that God is a holy God. Experience the Lord for yourself. Walk with Him and see that everything that God has said is true. I want you to turn with me to the book of 1 John, the epistle of 1 John. And I want us to notice, if we could, chapter 1, verse 1, the epistle of John, the apostle. Chapter 1, the Bible says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifest unto us. That, verse 3, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. John the Apostle was an eyewitness of Jesus Christ. He walked with Him every single day. He was the only disciple that was with Jesus at the cross. He saw the Lord die on Calvary's hill. And John is writing here, he's saying, listen, we have walked with Jesus, we have seen Jesus, we looked upon Him, our hands have handled, and I want you to know what we have heard and what we have seen and what we have witnessed is truth. He is the Son of God, He is the only way to heaven. We have tasted and we have seen that God is good. That's what he's writing here. And so the Bible says in Psalm 33, verse 4, it says, for the word of the Lord is, Psalm 9, verse 10, it says, for they that know thy name have experienced God, have seen his attributes, and have seen his promises, and have walked with him. They know thy name. They will put their trust in thee because God is trustworthy. And God can be trusted. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, has not forsaken them that seek thee. God will never forsake the one who seeks after the Lord. Psalm 33, 4 says, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. God is trustworthy, and we can trust in him. We can trust in him. We can trust his word for our life. We can follow his word and we will never be confounded. We can build our life upon the promises and the precepts of the word of God. When we think of the Old Testament, we see the prophecies of the Bible fulfilled. So many prophecies fulfilled, completely seen and completely fulfilled, exactly as God said that it would be fulfilled. And when we move into the New Testament, we see men and women laying down their lives, facing torture and pain, lost their homes and lost their families. I think of the early church. They were persecuted. They were hunted down because of their faith. And in other countries around the world today, many are suffering persecution. I think we as Christians think that it's a spiritual thing to suffer persecution. Jesus said we would suffer persecution. But I think in our minds as Christians, we think that we are ultra spiritual. And the Bible says if you live godly in Christ Jesus, you will suffer persecution. And so what we do is we take events in our life and we call it persecution. The Bible says if any man suffer for being a Christian, let him not be ashamed. But if any man suffer for being an evildoer, if any man suffer for being a busybody or a murderer, then he ought to be ashamed. But to suffer for being a Christian, he ought not to be ashamed. So what we have done is we have taken these various events of our life and we've thrown them this title of persecution. We say we are suffering for Jesus. We are suffering for Jesus. We may be suffering because we just don't know when to stop talking. And I know a lot of people say, well, you know, all this COVID-19, we're suffering for Jesus because we can't sing in church. Well, you can't sing anywhere in a public place. Are they suffering for Jesus too? I really don't think that in North America we truly understand very little. We understand of what real persecution is for our faith. And yet the Bible says that they were persecuted for their faith because they trusted in God and they truly believed the word of God. You know, I think that one of the hardest things for us to believe is the words of Jesus when he said that we will, as Christians, we will never die, that we will have eternal life. If I say to you, how do you know you're going to heaven when you die? You'll answer back, well, the Bible says so. Well, how do you know that that is true? Because I believe God. I trust God. I believe the Bible. And when God says it, he will not lie. He will always keep his word. And I've trusted in him. I've put my faith and trust in him. And therefore, when I die, I will go to heaven. And I say, and I would applaud you. I would say, absolutely, 100% correct. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And God is no liar. And God is no debtor to any man. When God makes a promise, he will keep it. That promise to God is as good as done. And so you can trust God. And we trust God for our eternal life. But we struggle to trust God in our daily activities. We trust God to say, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And we believe it. And amen, we ought to. But we struggle to trust God with our finances. Or we struggle to trust God with our future. And this is the Christian life. How as Peter we falter in our faith and in our trust and we deceive ourselves thinking that we have this strong trust. And yet oftentimes God reveals how shallow our trust really is. But we could trust the Lord. We could trust him. We can trust him with our life. We can trust him with our future, our finances. We can trust him in every area of our life because as the promise of salvation is truth, God makes promises throughout his word for every area of your life. Think about this. Number two, you could write it down. Trusting God does not always mean that we will understand what God is doing or why he is doing it. Just because you trust God doesn't mean you always understand what God is doing. Now, Job didn't understand what God was doing. He had lost his family. He had lost his business. He had lost his health. I mean, Job had gone through just a series of events that would bring a man to his knees. And yet he says in verse 15, listen, if he were to kill me, it doesn't matter. I'm going to trust him.
It's Pastor Jerry Burns. Thank you so much for joining us for Timeless Truths Radio Ministry on this wonderful Lord's Day. I want to just give you some announcements to help you along life's way. First of all, would you partner with us in taking the gospel to the Waterloo region? You can encourage people to watch our video at KitchenerHope.com. That's KitchenerHope.com. Pass this website along. Encourage people to read and to watch our video. It gives to them the wonderful good news that Jesus Christ loves them, He died for them, and He wants to be their Savior. If you can help Timeless Truths Radio Ministry in a financial way, we would be ever grateful. Our radio program is on the air because of faithful listeners just like you. You can send an e-transfer to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry by sending it to give@KitchenerBaptist.org. That's give@KitchenerBaptist.org. And this ensures that we will keep Timeless Truths Radio Ministry on the air for years to come. This is a difficult day that we live in. And we have, because of COVID-19, we have a lot of concerns in our world today. And I want you to know that I'm praying for you and I'm praying for your family. And if you would like to submit your prayer request, you can go to KitchenerBaptist.org/pray and fill out the form, send it to us. I want to specifically pray for your needs during this difficult time. All right, we're going to continue our message this morning. So I hope you have your Bibles ready as we jump right back into our message.
Often in the Christian life, events come into our life, and the very first thing the devil wants to do is kind of cast that doubt. He wants us to think in our mind that God doesn't care about us, or why would God allow this event to take place in our life? When all of our best plans go bad, we wonder why God would allow this to happen at us. And you know, there are people who get mad at God. They get bitter at God. Sometimes, and as Christians, we see unbelievers prospering and Christians that are suffering. And we think in our mind, why would God allow His children to suffer and unsaved people to prosper? But friend, listen to me. God doesn't always operate the way that we think. You know, our parents didn't always do the things that we wanted them to do, or they didn't always do it our way. And yet we think that God should do it our way. Now, I would assume that your parents, like my parents, were much wiser than me as a child. They knew what was best for my life, and they knew what I should and could use and what I shouldn't use, because they knew what was safe and they knew what was acceptable in my life. And yet when it comes to God, trusting Him doesn't mean that we always understand what He's doing. We always understand His pathway for our life. But trusting Him is saying, God, I know that You know better, and I'm going to trust Your pathway. You know, when God led the children of Israel, God was leading them. Obviously, Moses was their leader, but God was leading Moses. And the Bible says that God led the children of Israel about not the way that they thought that it should be led, not the way that would make sense, not the way that was near or practical, but God led them the way of the Red Sea, the way of difficulty, the way of hardship, the way of being trapped between the Egyptian army and the Red Sea, which they couldn't go over it or under it. God brought them there for a purpose. God always knows what is best. And it's hard for us as finite people to try to understand an infinite God. But God doesn't call us to understand. God calls us to trust. And this is where Job was in his life. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. God knows what is best. He knows the future. We don't know the future. What's going to happen tomorrow? Tell me the events of your life tomorrow. Tell me what good news you're going to receive. Tell me the bad news you're going to receive. Tell me how your morning's going to go. Tell me how your afternoon will be. You have no idea, and I don't either. But God does. God is already in tomorrow. God knows the events of your life tomorrow. God is already making the grace that will be sufficient for your life to get through the events that you need tomorrow. God knows the future. We don't know the future. The Bible says in Isaiah 46 verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Declaring the end from the beginning. God is eternal. He's already in tomorrow. He already knows the events that will come into your life tomorrow. So why would you trust your wisdom, your limited wisdom, when you can trust a God who has unlimited wisdom? Trusting God doesn't always mean you're going to understand. God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. They are far above our ways. God's thoughts are far above our thoughts. Trusting God is not based on whether he gives us everything that we ask for. You know, when our life is going exactly as we would say it ought to go, and we would say, I'm just trusting the Lord. But when our life takes a turn, this is when our trust truly is put to the test. And selfishness doesn't produce trust. How many people have you known that said something like this? I asked God for something. He didn't give it to me. He didn't give me what I asked him for. Therefore, I cannot trust him. Our trust in God isn't dependent on if we're getting what we want. This is a selfish motive for our life. And this type of selfishness does not develop trust in our life. It only develops fear. Reality is, Job didn't get everything he wanted. Job got everything he didn't want. And yet Job trusted the Lord. For a moment, think about the life of the Apostle Paul. I mean, the Apostle Paul had a genuine request to God. He asked God to heal him. How many times we've prayed for healing in our life? How many times have we prayed for healing in someone else's life? I think it's a genuine prayer request. And Paul prayed that God would heal his body, a thorn in the flesh. God, heal me. Three times, three seasons of fervent prayer. He sought the face of God. He poured his heart out to God. God, heal me. God, heal me. God, heal me. And guess what? God said no. Well, I just can't trust you then, Lord. I can't trust you if you would allow this to take place, this event to take place in my life. Lord, if you're not going to give me what I want, then I can't walk with you. I can't minister for you. I can't serve you. I cannot serve a God who would allow this to come into my life. We don't know what the thorn was. We don't know what the request for healing was. I believe it was blindness. Do you think how difficult it would be for Paul to serve the Lord, being a blind man, and difficult in any generation, in any time, but in Bible days, so hard to serve the Lord in the capacity that he wanted to serve, not having the ability to see. And he truly believed, Lord, if you would heal me, I could serve you better. And God said no. But his attitude wasn't, well, you know what? I can't serve you. His attitude was, Lord, I trust you. And God gave him grace, sufficient grace to overcome. He accepted the fact that God knew what was best for his life. Trusting God is not based on whether God gives us what we want. Trusting God is based upon knowing God always gives us what is best. You could write it down. Trusting God is not whether God gives us everything we ask for, but trusting God is knowing that every event that comes into our life is always for our best and his glory. And we can trust in him. So how do we develop a deep trust in God? How do we have this trust? How do we trust God like Job trusted God? How do we have the attitude in our life, though he slay me, yet will I trust him? How do we respond like Job responded? What is the answer? Well, I think it's simple. I think that Job had a relationship with God. A real relationship with God. The relationship that Job had, it lasted the test of trials. It was not just a day. It was not just 24 hours, a week or a day or 7 days. Listen, Job had a genuine relationship with God. He drew close to God. He walked with God. And the reality is that he trusted God in his life. I don't know if you've ever bought anything off of Kijiji, or I guess now Facebook Marketplace is pretty popular. But you know, what you're doing is you're making an exchange with a stranger. Most of the time, you never met that person in your life. You're selling something, you're buying something. And sometimes we arrive at the home, or we arrive at the place where the person is selling it, and we look at that person, and maybe we may have mixed feelings, or we don't have those emotions of trust. We may think, well, that person, they look shady, or they're speaking in a way that they seem to be not trustworthy. It's difficult to trust a stranger. And you've probably heard of this before, the trust game that you would play with your children. You tell your children to turn around, and you tell them to close their eyes, and you say to your child, lean back and I'll catch you. Put up your hand if you've ever done that. Maybe you have on the internet. Okay, we have people. I could see through the internet, and I know people are raising their hands. It's a popular thing to do. It's a fun thing to do. A child, 9 times out of 10, will trust their parent. They'll close their eyes, they'll lean back with full, complete trust, knowing that their father or their mother will catch them. But if a stranger walked up to that child and said, hey, close your eyes, turn around, and just lean back and I'll catch you, the child will say, not a chance. Most of the time, they don't have that trust for a complete stranger. And that is the same with God in our life. God doesn't want to be a stranger to any of us. You see, if we walk with God every single day and we learn to trust him in the small things, when the big events come in our life, then we'll trust him for those events too. Remember that David, he didn't just fight a Goliath one day. He fought a lion. He fought a bear. He proved God to be faithful and trustworthy in the small things, so that when he came to the big things in his life, he knew that God would show up. He knew that God would help him. He knew that God could be trusted, because God wasn't a stranger to him. Because David walked with God every day of his life. And God desires for us to have a personal relationship with him. That's why Paul said that I may know him. And it ought to be true in our own life. We ought to desire to know God. To know God that he is faithful. To know God that he is loving. To know God that he is good. And to walk with him every day of our life. You say, what was the secret in Job's life? How could Job say this? Lord, if you kill me, I will still trust in you. I don't understand what's happening in my life. I don't like that all these things were taken away. But I completely trust that you know what is best for my life. How did Job get to that place in his life? Well, here's how. He knew God. And he didn't understand the hand of God. But he did understand the heart of God.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at kitchenerhope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit timelesstruthsradio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.